1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were Gentiles, you were always being led away to dumb idols, whenever and however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. But there are distinctions of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are distinctions of ministries, yet the same Lord. And there are distinctions of operations, but the same God, who operates all things in all. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for what is profitable. For to one through the Spirit a word of wisdom is given, and to another a word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To a different one faith in the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing in the one Spirit, and to another operations of works of power, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, to a different one various kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. But the one and the same Spirit operates all these things, distributing to each one respectively, even as he purposes. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, it is not that because of this it is not of the body. And if the ear should say, Because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, it is not that because of this it is not of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were the hearing, where would the smelling be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, even as he willed. And if all were one member, where would the body be? But now the members are many, but the body one. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. But much rather, the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we consider to be less honorable, these we clothe with more abundant honor, and our uncomely members come to have more abundant comeliness. But our comely members have no need. But God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked, that there would be no division in the body, but that the members would have the same care for one another. And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member is glorified, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. And God has placed some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then works of power, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all have works of power? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret tongues? But earnestly desire the greater gifts. And moreover, I show to you a most excellent way.